At 7:15 a.m., Jennifer Kessler is getting into Grady Orman's car in a Cary neighborhood. They both work in the IT department at the Self-Help Credit Union in Durham. It's a 25-mile commute over some of the most congested roads in the Triangle. Kessler's been doing it for 12 years.
I started off with customer service, working 9 to 5 and almost left because I couldn't do the commute. And 9 to 5 was very hard. So I've been fortunate that Self-Help's does flexible hours.
They both work 8 to 4:30 now. They still fight traffic, Orman says, but it's a big improvement over the peak of rush hour.
It would take an hour and 15 minutes to get home, you know, and just being in that traffic will wear you down, you know, 20 miles per hour for an hour and a half.
That's a familiar scene for commuters on I-40. It's the Triangle's main street, connecting Raleigh to the Research Triangle Park in Durham and on to Chapel Hill. In 2005, an average of 140,000 vehicles a day traveled the stretch of I-40 that runs past RTP. Ormond and Kessler start their commute a few miles from there, at one of the Triangle's worst bottlenecks, the four-lane stretch of 40 through Cary. The DOT is planning to add one more lane each way sometime in the next 5 years. Orman doesn't think it'll help much.
It's just going to be a drop in the bucket. Because, I mean, and you think about that whole section, there's all that growth going on down Holly Springs and everything like that. I mean, one lane of highway, whatever, is not going to do it. It's not going to do anything.
Wake County's population has more than doubled since the 80s. It's projected to nearly double again over the next 20 years, soaring to 1.3 million by 2025. Transportation planners are struggling just to catch up. Money is the biggest problem, according to the DOT's Wally Bowman.
We have a backlog of all the needs for the next 20 years of $65 billion, and we will not have that much money coming in under the current revenue streams that are coming in over the next 20 years.
Bowman says the 7-year budget for his DOT region, Durham and Wake, plus 5 northern counties, is about $400 million. It's just a fraction of what's needed, so some projects have to be postponed, and that makes them even more expensive.
As the gas prices go up, well, so does the price of asphalt. And all the fuel that's used towards building a project, the price, we've seen 40 to 45% increase in the last 3 years. So even if we had the same amount of money or even a little bit more money, when you take away that buying power with 45% inflation, it cuts back on the amount of projects that you can build.
Money isn't the only problem, Bowman says. Another challenge is land use. Road building is a slow, complicated process that averages 8 to 10 years. Growth happens a lot faster, and the DOT has no say in that. Local zoning decisions allow shopping centers and subdivisions to pop up almost overnight. And that, Bowman says, makes his task a moving target.
We try to design those roads so that they do handle the traffic for 20 and 25 years out. But if anything changes during the time that we do the planning to the time that we finish the project, such as land use changes, then our projections of traffic are out the door.
Ed Hooser is sympathetic. He's been studying North Carolina transportation for about 4 decades.
It's very clear. You cannot build your way out of congestion.
Hooser sitting in a coffee shop in a North Raleigh strip mall surrounded by subdivisions. It's a perfect example of what he says is the Triangle's biggest problem, low-density sprawl. Creedmoor Road out front used to be a surface street. Then it was widened. Now it's a major artery and a bumper-to-bumper headache for North Side commuters who run its gauntlet of stoplights at rush hour.
There's this phenomena of induced traffic. Whenever there's a little bit of additional capacity that people see that's there, they're going to take it, and more traffic is going to follow that, and development will follow that. It just doesn't work. We will never build our way out.
Hooser knows something about commutes. He lives in Raleigh, but he works in Charlotte, where he leads the Center for Transportation Studies at UNCC. He says our highway capacity issues aren't really new. We've been behind the curve since World War II. And Hooser says, compared to other major urban areas like Atlanta or Phoenix, Triangle traffic isn't really all that bad yet.
It will happen. I mean, the Triangle will be another Atlanta. We've got to be dedicated to it and focus on it and do the right things. We've got to coordinate the land use development, the land use planning with the transportation planning, and get our developers on board.
Hooser says Charlotte is a good example. In the 1990s, city leaders and developers agreed to work together to manage growth. they funneled new development into higher density corridors that could be served by mass transit. In the Triangle, Hoosier says, high occupancy lanes, toll roads, and better traffic information could help ease backups. But he says the most effective tool to fight congestion may be the price of gas. It's expected to hit $4 a gallon this year.
There will be some movement to carpooling when that happens. And, you know, we're going to be forced into it just from the standpoint of the family and individual economics.
That was certainly true for Grady Ormond and Jennifer Kessler. As they head up 147 toward Durham, Ormond says rising gas prices were the main reason they started carpooling last year.
You realize, you know, you're spending hundreds of dollars a month getting driving back and forth to work, and it's a motivator. And I really think that's what, you know, we're talking about what's going to change people's habits. It's when it's their pocketbook. That's when people start carpooling or looking for Priuses like that one right there. I think aside from that, people are going to drive whenever they want.
On the road to Durham, Laura Leslie, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.